This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi, guys.
I'm Paige, and we begin with our headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. So, you know, it's graduation time is upon us.
Our salute to the graduates will be Friday morning.
Oh, yep. My goodness.
If you've got a grad... Email us their name and what institution they're graduating from.
Right. And if you're going to get a college loan, you want to be able to pay off that loan.
Oh, yeah, now you do.
Yes.
They're coming after you, garnish your wages. I'm not talking about putting parsley on your paycheck, buddy.
Oh, is that not what that means? Putting little cherry tomatoes there on the paycheck?
Oh, you servers, the ones that are awake right now. You haven't been to bed yet.
Parsley.
You got that one.
Yeah, like
well, that. Fortune.com,
wet lettuce.
They put out their list of the lowest paying college degree straight out of school. So let's begin with this. If you are a theology and religion graduate, you're going to make about $42,000 a year. So that's on the bottom of the little spectrum.
Like how? You still got to go to seminary after that, right? That's extra school.
And I think that's what she's saying.
I mean,
that's the degree.
I imagine with that, you know, that's probably like your basic degree. To graduate like a BS or BA.
Also, does a preacher need a college degree? I mean, I'm really honest to God asking that question.
You know, like, what do you learn in seminary?
Seminary school.
Well, the
one learn parts of the Bible so you can preach it back.
The one when I was younger that certainly I never thought about attending, but you'd always hear people say, "Yeah, he went to Fruitland. It's a seminary up in North Carolina. He's going to be a preacher." And I'm like, yeah. I feel like life prepares you to be the preacher. I don't know.
We got local ones too, right? I think.
Local preachers?
Or like local seminaries. I think they started popping up more. I think Tabernacle's one that comes to mind.
Over off Whitehorse?
Yeah. My grandma went to there.
Awesome. She was a preacher?
No, but she went there. She lived in Liberty, went all the way to Tabernacle.
Gosh, somebody had some money.
Once a week for years.
Also on the list, social services?
She went to school once a week?
No, she went to that church once a week.
Oh, I see.
From Liberty.
I see.
For those of you who don't know, it's a long-ass drive.
It is, very long-ass.
And then
she was old as hell.
Miscellaneous biological sciences.
Wait, the one you said, though, social services. Like, I didn't know you could, like, get a degree in it, but that's... I know somebody that does that type of work, and he hates it.
Is it sociology that you would get a...
Or is it... They work for DSS?
Well, they work for the I don't want to say what they do. It involves SNAP. I don't know if that's all-encompassing.
Do they get to go investigate people undercover? I'd like to be the people that investigate people claiming disability and they go ski and stuff.
I think they got to do all that. Like
I saw that on Dateline like 2 or 3 weeks ago. It was great.
Oh, yeah.
They were undercover busting people that claim disability, but they're like, here he is surfing in Hawaii.
There's a certain local car-making company that if you're on workman's comp, they'll follow you around.
I may have to Google that one.
So if you have your biological sciences, you're going to get a job like a lab tech or research assistant.
I
mean, you're in the lab, so I guess that's, you know,
yeah,
you're happy
but
with
so
that.
Is Dr. Dre.
Also on the list, yeah. General education, GE. If you get that, well, you know, you really haven't focused on any kind of trait. That's where are you going to go?
That means you could teach students.
Well, to teach, you have to have a master's. Depends on what you're teaching.
So what is that degree? What would you be seeking? Like, what kind of job?
That would be an undergrad, and then you probably specify.
Like a teacher's assistant?
Yeah, I guess you can.
Can't call it a master's degree anymore because that's racist. But, you know, whatever.
And then family and consumer sciences also on the list.
Golf tournament degree.
Here are the top five lowest paying degrees.
I thought those were.
No, it gets worse. At number five, early childhood education, which is a great thing to study. I mean, I study stuff like that because I wanted to teach dance to little kids.
Yeah, well, that'd be tough.
And dance therapist.
Dance therapist?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, I did that for a while. And then I realized,
mine just sits there.
Well, I mean,
you would be doing pirouettes. Now, what you need to do is think about this.
So if you have a dance school, do you have to have? You have to be certified?
You have to have a degree, especially working with kids. You have to be...
Who's the dean, Fred Astaire?
No. If you want to do like therapy or something like that, you're working with people that are either have emotional problems or they've been physically abused. And you're working through movement to let them express themselves.
So like if I want to go to Donna's School of Dance and check her, she has to have certifications, right?
Donna does.
Well, I wouldn't think that you'd be going to a dance school. You'd probably be working out of a hospital.
But if you call it School of Dance, are you really accredited?
Accredited. You should be somewhat accredited where you won't injure people and you carry a big insurance.
Yeah, you got to have.
Like, would you get college credit for dancing at these studios?
Like dancing or like rope dancing or pole dancing?
Because I think like, you know.
Pole dancing's pretty athletic, though. I can't bash that.
I work out while I watch y'all do it.
I bet. Anthropology also on the list. What a great thing to study. And then here's the top three.
Or where? I know you love their clothes.
Anthropology.
I shoplift their candles.
The top three.
Those huge
candles. Lowest paying degrees. At number three, performing arts. I have one of those, theater and dance.
And slowest paid?
Well, I think that's...
I mean, according to that?
Well, it depends on what you want to do. If you're just doing local theater here, you're not going to make any money. No. But if you want to teach, you can do theater. Or if you branch out and decide to either work in a big city.
Plus, you can't tell people that's your job if you're...
Vegas.
How many shows have we watched locally and this is a local actor? I'm like, what is your real job?
Oh, yeah.
What do you do?
He's not talking about you, Paige.
It doesn't hurt my feelings.
Not making $20 off of a play per week. What do you really do?
Here's the top lowest paid.
Well, are you a musical artist if you play piano at Jack and Diane's? Yes.
Yes.
That shouldn't be like your title you give people first, right?
So you'd say, I play piano at a bar, but I do funny, dirty songs?
I feel like you should give...
I love going to that place. This is not a promo for them. I do. I get lit as crap when I go, but I have a ball. It's so much fun.
Play piano.
You come over here.
Yeah, the paddle...
Okay, here are the top two.
I just got what you said.
General social sciences, jobs like youth counselor or teacher's aide.
I could have gave you a free pass to that place, but not now.
And the lowest paid, topping the list, is a foreign language, like majoring in French. It's the lowest at $40,000. I do know somebody who does it online where this person teaches to, for example... This person teaches English to Spanish-speaking people.
And boo!
And he does translation kidding. With
Tell me know, he's got businesses out for.
And documentation so you can work at home. Yeah. So he makes pretty good money
learn,
doing that.
Like, why would someone in America learn French to stay here?
Why not? I'm learning French. I have.
But as a college degree, like, what kind of job are you going
to
go after?
My mother went to the Sorbonne. For a little bit.
What does that mean?
That means she studied French. She wanted to be maybe a French teacher here. So that's probably your option is teaching
So just
French.
Teaching it. Oh, man.
Or you know, learning one thing the do. Language.
You're just regurgitating the same crap over and over again. There's like there's
but
no
it's
change.
Beautiful. You're passionate about it. The culture.
I get
and the,
it. It's just like you're just going to be teaching the same thing over and there's no new innovations. It's still wee-wee.
If you're a good-looking young girl in high school,
go ahead,
and you're fluent in a couple different languages, and recruiters find out about that for the military, Oh, they pass you they pass you through some. I'm not saying we have a Red Sparrow program like Russia does, but
if you can speak at least three languages, I admire you because your brain.
No admiration here, pal.
To speak three languages.
Me llamo Mateo. I only know two, and I only know select. Plus, I learned when I went to Mexico that I don't know Spanish. Like they don't talk like that.
Huevos en fuego.
It's they.
That's Castilian Spanish that you learn in school.
I didn't see anyone from Seinfeld there, Paige. I was thinking more or less that these bars and restaurants I would go to. I didn't go to the inner cities. Well, at least I
did. That shouldn't be number one. If you have a degree in a foreign language, any company will hire you. The government will hire you at good salaries.
Yeah, but with the, like, I was reading something the other day, and it was written in, not Arabic, not Latin. What's the one that they use in... it's the one where some of the letters look like numbers. Maybe it's Russian. Well, I don't know. Anyway, I copy and paste it into Google immediately. And I'm like, now when you're like at the UN and people have their earpieces in, I guarantee you that's all AI now.
It's got to be. That's the only way it would work.
Yeah, it would be like instantaneous instead of you got somebody saying, what he just said was he is going to buy Alaska. I mean, they would just...
That's what I was wondering about.
I mean, if you can speak so many languages, I'd definitely work for the government.
But I think I'm looking at my job too. I just look at it as though like something like that, where you're going to be the middleman essentially at that point, where there's
interpreter,
instantaneous translation.
Oh, yeah, interpreters at the United Nations.
Mm-hmm.
Like that, all those people, all us, everyone listening right now that's been on the internet since day one. Blah blah blah. We are AI. Like all they've taken is everything we've ever input into the system, and it's just regurgitating it back to us. So it's not like some deity force. It's just regurgitating stuff we've put on the internet.
You know, Putin's not the best example because he can speak English, but when you look at Trump's desk, he's got two big phones. So I wonder if one is just like one of those setups to where it's automatically going to tell him whatever world leader he's talking to is going to convert the language to English. Now, unless he's got an interpreter on the line too.
I wonder if their interpreters gamble in baseball as well.
Makes you wonder. He was talking about yesterday, you know, when he signed the bill, that he was talking to Putin. Mm-hmm. You just wonder how long those conversations are. What are they really talking about?
Yeah. Like, was your Instagram message you sent out longer than the conversation?
Yeah, like, is it an interesting conversation? Mm-hmm. Is Putin being a dick and not speaking English because he's like that sometimes?
But what are Putin's favorite TV shows? Does he watch American TV? I'd love to know things like that.
God, like, do they talk about that?
I mean, our culture runs the world.
Does he walk around the Kremlin with his shirt off?
I mean, from country music to fashion, to sports... Like, I was talking to a buddy of mine the other day. He has a sports card, a basketball card that's probably, no joke, probably worth $10,000 to $15,000 right now.
God.
He's thinking about when he sells it. And I was like...
Let's rob him.
I was like, you don't want to rob him. You don't want to rob him. Nobody does. I mean, so...
I already know who you're talking about now. Okay.
So, I was like, you need to end that on Asian time. On eBay or whatever auction you use, I said, because the biggest consumer of NBA big dollar cards are Asians. And he's like, wow, I didn't even think about that. I was going to end it on our time here. It's like, dude, if you're here and I are here, then it's our time.
Did you say Asians or did you do the thing?
I think I probably said Orientals because I still do. Not in any kind of crass way. I think of carpet. I think of Georgia.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think of Orientals in Dalton, Georgia.
Yeah. Yeah.
And carpet.
I want to be a winner. Rugs.
You would.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You ever, like, you know, think about munching maybe a rug?
Carpet like muncher.
Just make sure you get the crease out of it.
It's carpet, not rugs.
Yeah, I steam clean. Yeah. Is that what you're looking for?
She steam cleans rugs.
She's a carpet bagger now.
She really is. I can tell. Yeah. Get your views out of here.
All right, then. I'm Paige. And those are your eyes, guys.
Separatist.
you're a separatist.
That list sucks because foreign language degrees, you make a lot of money.
You know what?
I think.
Suck it, Texter. You're probably an implant or a transplant. Not an implant. We get all our fashion from Europe. I mean,
oh, I really?
Disagree.
That's where I got mine.
Disagree. I think all that bull crap that they shove out the first of the year or whatever, and Paige may or may not disagree with this, but it's usually bizarre BS that no one will ever wear.
Is there somebody like me right now, dressed like me, walking down the red light district, looking in the windows with shorts on?
Yes, his name's Adam Sandler.
I knew it.
He's got the red shirt.
Nobody's wearing them big old pants. like maybe the Met Gala or something like that. Maybe the Cannes Film Festival. Ain't nobody wearing that bull crap.
Uh-oh. No, I don't get the sheer skirt thing that's real popular.
Do you know how many international mafias our sports leagues basically keep afoot? I mean, all of them. Ain't nobody betting on Russian horse racing, even though they pee real fast.
Uh-huh.
How could you even follow it? Russian hockey?
Yeah, Russian hockey. Ah, boo.
Boo.
We beat them in, what was it, 80?
Was it 80? Might have been. It was before my time.
Yeah, well. You kiss my ass. I was five.
Kiss your ass.
Good morning, Paige. Good morning, Fat Boy. Good morning, everybody.
The leaders of the P1 revolution. The Rise Guys.
Happy hockey.
The Rise Guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Paige is going to come alive for you right now.
Yeah.
And just listen with your heart. He's lost. Summertime. Is that a buck? Sounds like he picked up a girl on the side of the road, Paige.
It's like he's touching himself, too.
Was it a ghost or a girl?
Yeah.
You could tell.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. He's a moron.
It's a whole story.
It's a great story. I would watch the movie. Yeah, but if I saw a battered and bruised woman, I'd give her a ride somewhere, but I wouldn't go do this.
This is no.
He goes to the house, Paige. Listen, he's knocking.
I'm listening.
He broke in the trailer.
Yeah.
The hammer drop, you know.
Yeah, 12 gauge.
Stole from him, too. For this woman.
Why would you wait for the cops?
Why? Get away, Hardy. Smoking his cigarettes. You broke in his house. Them trailer doors, you just got to get a new door. You can't replace trailer doors.
I told her to come in here and get your hands dirty, too.
You want a cigarette? Stay in the truck. I'll bring it to you.
It's admirable that he wanted to stop the violence.
I mean, ultimately, he was trying to get laid, but he killed a man and stole his cigarettes.
That's went through it to get a little. The next song's going to be called Are You Still in the Truck?
Yeah, but why would you want to be with a woman that was just beaten and have sex with her?
My God, Paige.
No,
that's
a
good question.
I mean,
she's been worked over.
I mean, you'd want to console her and not take advantage of her, is what
I'm
saying.
She still goes and sees him in jail. She owes him that, right?
Well, when you're in a situation like that.
He said it was worth it, though.
You could take so many different turns of this song for his sequels.
Oh, yeah. He became gay in prison?
Yeah. I'm a prison bitch.
Stay in the truck. I'm in here with Jerome.
He says hello.
Yeah.
What about the guy before he gets shot? He should have a song.
Yeah,
I got a fat country singer coming after me. I'm in my trailer.
I think you have to be fat to be a country singer these days.
Not true.
I'm in my trailer watching Andy Taylor, and I got a fat little country singer coming to get me.
He's knocking on the door. I said, "You want in here? You're going to have to break down that damn door." He did.
He said, "I got a gun." I said, "Let's have a little fun."
Wait in the truck, buddy.
Hold on a minute. Let me light up. No, I'm going to shoot you first.
Man, let me have one more smoke before you send me to my maker. And then when you turn your head, I'm going to hit you with my weight checker.
Do me a favor. Don't let her watch any of this while you kill me. Make her wait in the truck.
I see you over there trying to give me a little sass. As soon as you drop down to the floor, I'm going to ram my foot up your ass.
See, that's
fat
what
country singer.
Sass and ass.
The second song, Lainey Wilson, she was going to see the guy in prison for 5 years because she felt bad. But
she should.
She was saying wait in the truck to her new boyfriend because it'd be weird if she took him in there to see Hardy.
But that could be another great song.
Yeah.
This is on the level of the, you know, Nights of the Light Went Out in Georgia.
Then the third one is Hardy. What? Hardy gets out. The Nights of Light Went Out in Georgia. That's the night that they hung an innocent man.
This would be like all of these are songs.
So then he gets out of jail and he's expecting to see Lainey Wilson there. Her butt's gone now. Where did it go?
Is that who was singing? Was like,
yes,
okay, she's
Lainey
pretty.
Wilson. And then, but then her new boyfriend's there and it's.
Who is it? Because it's got to be a singer. That's the new song. Hardy and the new boyfriend are going back and forth.
It's Luke Combs. He's married. He's happily married.
I told her to wait in the truck. Well, I'm the boyfriend, and I ain't going to wait. I wanted to come in here.
It's Coe Wetzel. He's in the truck with
Lainey. Oh, he can do it.
Lainey?
Yeah, he's in the truck with Lainey.
Oh, Poofy Lips Wetzel from his promo pictures.
He's got a labia puff.
Is he the one that wears the mask?
Uh-oh.
Who's that?
This ain't Hollywood Undead. This country music.
The one that wears the mask?
Yeah.
Rey Mysterio.
No.
I got a fat country singer coming to my trailer. I got a surprise for him when he gets here. I'm going to poke him like Three Stooges.
I'm not going to make any jokes about, like, about why she ended up, you know.
Come on in, buddy.
It's just a very, like, I don't, it's the opposite of, like, that was the chair. Of, like, you know, the
chair stinks.
The D-Chicks were, you know.
Hang on now.
They killed that guy.
Earl.
And then,
Earl had to die.
And then Carrie Underwood put a dude in the trunk.
Yeah, but she just scratched his car up, right? She didn't do all that.
But, like.
Unless Hardy helped her do it, too.
Hardy's like, he's like, no. You're on the side of the road with your bloodstained shirt. Where's he at? I'm going to go kill him.
He's the country hitman.
First off, she's silly for getting in the car with a stranger. She going to get, I mean.
You got to figure Jelly
there's
Roll.
There's so many problems with that song. I love it, though. I love the.
I think it's pretty.
It reminds me of Tim McGraw's Don't Take the Girl, where he just tells you a complete story. That was a great story.
Yeah. It really was.
I like good storytelling in music. I also like, fiend, 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 fiend.
Jelly Roll's going to factor into that song at some point, right? The sequel?
It's Orville Peck. Because they were good buddies. The one that I was thinking
of.
Oh,
Orville Peck, yes.
Sorry.
He's like a $3 bill. Yes. You don't see him that often.
Is it hard to write a song like that? Like a whole concept? Some people try to do albums that way.
I think he just watched like a Hallmark movie and wrote a country song.
Stay
about
in the
it.
Truck.
God, you're right. Tim McGraw might be the best example.
Don't Take the Girl.
Yeah.
That is, why has that not been a movie? I mean, we know the ending already.
That's three stages of life, right?
Yeah.
And then we know why they took him fishing. I mean,
yeah.
Well, he's probably going to, you know.
Yeah. Be legal. He didn't want the girl to go.
He's gonna check his oil.
You know, he wants to take Timmy Thompson and Johnny Johnson.
Bobby Bompson.
His best friend, Bo.
And the dad didn't want him to go, right?
No.
Dad's like, hang on, let's leave them
just
home.
Just me and you, boy. I'm going to tell you about sex today. I don't want to tell. Timmy Thompson's parents won't let him talk about sex.
What if that's who was singing it? Timmy Thompson's like, don't take the girl.
You know what's crazy? The robbers at the end of that song were Timmy Thompson and Jimmy Johnson. They were pissed that they didn't get to go fishing.
Do we know you from somewhere?
I'm Timmy Thompson. You didn't take me fishing.
I'm like, sorry we killed your girl, man. Or
the amazing songwriting where he's like, where you just went the full alliteration. But it wasn't Jimmy Johnson. That's the coach.
I think some country artists should do the Salt and Pepper. Let's talk about sex.
You got your songs mixed up. He had a friend named Fu Manchu. I'm pretty sure he did.
No, that's the bucket list song.
Don't take Fu. That was part of the song. I don't think his dad would let him hang out with somebody named Fu Manchu.
Yes, I was right. Take Jimmy Johnson. Take Tommy Thompson. Take my best friend, Bo.
Coach Johnson?
It might have been.
Or NASCAR's 7-time champion, Jimmy Johnson?
I would say probably him more. Jimmy Johnson, Tommy Thompson.
Take Jimmy, don't touch
Johnson.
Where was
Steve Smith that day? Where was Wally
probably
Washington? Where was Hank Harrison? What's Bo's last name?
O'Hare.
Bo have a last name. He didn't know his last name. Best friend, my ass.
Yeah,
he didn't even know his last name.
It could be Shoeless Bo Jackson.
Shoeless Bo Jackson. That's a fussy name, damn you.
That's got to be now, right?
Fussy Bo Jackson.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Go.
God. You know what sucks?
Me being a stupid bastard and not putting in a fun song.
Well, besides that. You want to put in a fun song?
Boys is such a moron with the GED. I would have thought of had to put the truck song back in.
Also, kudos to those of you texting in. More than one person texted in, the guy that's in the trailer that Hardy killed was Uncle Cracker.
Perfect.
That's great.
God, if it was.
There's a video out there?
No, there's not. But like they're saying, who would that person have been that would have done? I mean, not that, I don't know. Has he had allegations or something? I just thought it was funny.
He's just perfect for that song.
Yeah. He's just good. Yeah. He's doing like a rap version. What you don't understand is what that bitch did, though. You know, something like that.
He could have easily been Kid Rock, too, either one.
He would know.
Since he was in his band, right?
Yeah, he was his DJ, right? Uncle Cracker?
Yeah.
He was in the, what he used to call his band?
Who was the
Trucker
little,
band. Brown Trucker band?
Twisted Brown Trucker,
Twisted,
right?
Who was the little guy's name?
Joe C?
Yeah.
3 foot tall with a 10 foot blank.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember belly his button. Measurements. I talked to his seamstress. She told me.
That's how she remembers the 10 foot belly button. Yes, 10 foot big toe. I was kidding. Who's his giver?
Here's what I hate is Twitter or X. I like it, but what? I don't like.
It's good for nudes.
I'm not is going to is? Pay for the whatever version of it, and when I go to it, it just. It gives me. I want to look at stuff I follow first.
I don't like that.
I don't like the for you. And so apparently, and I'm not hating on the dude. Like, I mean, he's very popular. I don't get it per se, but this guy Ryan Hall, y'all, is like a amateur meteorologist who like he's like the TMZ of storms. You know what I'm saying? So he's very popular, and he's like. I think he's a former meteorologist or something.
Is he a storm chaser?
Yeah, he's a YouTuber, and he has boots on the ground. People go chase the storms.
I think that's kind of cool.
No.
Probably got fired by Byron Allen, but continue.
Well, anyway, I get on X, and I see one of his little things popped up. So listen, you ever heard of Codell, Kansas?
No.
Codell?
Nope.
So on May 20th, which is today, guys, 109 years ago, Codell, Kansas was hit by a tornado. No big deal, right? 108 years ago today, a year later, another tornado hit Codell, Kansas, exactly 1 year after the first tornado. What do you think happened the next year? The same day, May 20th, 1918. So, May 20th, 1916, May 20th, 1917, May 20th, 1916. Tornadoes hit that one town.
And that's the famous Tornado Alley, right?
Like just Tornado Alley, Codell, Kansas.
But something's drawing them in to...
Right? Like, has anybody ever done that? Like, is it the... I don't get pressure, wind pressure... What is this? What's this motion I'm doing in my hand? It looks like I'm doing some kind of TikTok dance.
I feel like the tism's kicking in. I can't really tell.
Suck it. That's not verified yet.
You're doing like circular, like wax on, wax off.
Yeah. You know how they
whack show on,
the
whack weather. Off.
Like Tai Chi.
Weather patterns. How they move around and stuff.
It looks like you're rubbing some really big nipples.
Like.
I mean like football tees.
What the hell?
Not talking about the tees
you get
from.
I wasn't doing it towards you, Paige. I was doing it in the air. I was actually doing it toward Jesus, if you want to be honest about it.
Okay.
I was doing it in the air. Remember that old dance where you'd bend over and then you'd... what is this, Pat Boy, this dance?
Let's see, what is it? Oh, what
you
is
remember that?
That
dance?
Climbing Man.
Is that part of the... the wobble. I think it's the wobble.
Yeah.
He's trying. He's trying to do the wobble.
Yeah. Yeah, I was doing the wobble.
It's like you're playing with a fat girl's nipples.
So there has to be some kind of, like, whatever the Bermuda Triangle?
Yeah.
Bermuda. Damn it.
Oh, do it
Burmese
again.
Triangle.
Bermuda.
Show me your moves.
Bermuda Triangle.
That's definitely the wobble. That's part of it.
That's annoying.
They still do that now with the Cupid Shuffle.
How about I do the Stone Cold dance for you?
I like that.
Oh, yeah.
Are we talking about the same spot this thing hit? Or is it the same town?
It's the same exact town. That the same, the tornado system. So there's some weather pattern there. Like, first off, why would you live there ever?
Yes.
Why?
That's why I'm thinking, because of the floods in the 90s. That was always, they always got flooded.
I forgot about that too. Like, why would you live there? It's like when people build these big old mansions on the side of cliffs. Not the one at Glassy. I'm talking about cliffs in general. That, I mean, come on. Eventually, it's going to fall.
They say wherever you live in this country now, that's the one thing that you have to think about.
Cliffs?
Well, what weather situation you're going to get?
I know. I think that's why everybody... Not everybody, but a lot of people moved out this way because it's like, you know what? You know, the Yankees, they used to go all the way down. I was reading a story about this yesterday. This goes back to my autism earlier, remembering historical thoughts that really, or facts that don't really matter. So I was thinking about, you know, the dark, sinister past of Hollywood, California, what it really means, Hollywood, you know, witchcraft and stuff.
Yeah.
So I was like, what about Hollywood, Florida? Well, Hollywood, Florida was a know-nothing town until this big land baron went down there and bought the whole city and changed it to Hollywild. Or Hollywood. Because he wanted to make Hollywood by the coast. And he went in and graded it all down, all these old farms, whatever it was.
And he couldn't have kids.
I don't know about that.
You said he was barren.
He was impotent.
He was barren, like...
I'm trying to trick your tism.
Like a magnate. He went in. He just dolled up the place real good. And suddenly became a billionaire off just seven land because he changed the name to Hollywood, Florida.
He was impotent. He still...
I don't know anything about his impotism.
There's a Hollywood, South Carolina. The Hollywood, Florida,
no,
like you mentioned.
Not.
Yeah, there is.
There's a... Why?
Down by the coast. It's like... I know...
They were trying to replicate what that dude did?
I think so. 46 states have a Greenville.
Oh, yeah, I knew that. Dallas is...
I can see that.
20 or 30 Dallas is...
Yeah, North Carolina, shout out. Not Lincolnton, Dallas. Denver, North Carolina, shout out, too.
So all the... So what he did was like, how can I market this? So he goes up north and he tells all these rich Yankees up there, he's like, hey, what if you could just fly down here and stay where it's always scenic or whatever? And they all bought homes down there, and it was their winter haven.
It's always beautiful down here. You should come on down to the south.
I think he was a Yankee, too.
Oh, he was?
Yeah, I think.
Well, I feel so good down there. What are you doing
up here? A Southerner wouldn't sell to Yankees like that.
Can I mention something that might be not looked kindly upon when it comes to Civil War?
What?
I know people... I'll even say for both sides.
Eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
Both sides.
Both
You're
sides.
Not going to mention the North getting all the Irish soldiers.
Oh, the way
soldiers.
They killed people?
Oh, the German soldiers.
They were, I mean, look, they spent a lot of time together
uh-huh.
marching up and down this eastern seaboard. There's Amen. A lot of hooking up, right? Like, there's a lot
with
of hooking
guys?
Up. With, yeah, with each other.
Mm-mm.
No.
It got to be.
That's when really whores became a big thing. Seriously, they would, when they built the railroad and they're in the Civil War. The whores, I don't know, prostitutes, let's call them that, sounds nicer.
But it's a...
The prostitutes, the red light district comes from them hanging the red lantern at the train depot saying, hey, you can come buy sex with us.
House of ill repute.
Yeah, but those were, there weren't many of those, right?
And they were traveling whores.
They were like few and far between.
But
so.
They'd like...
When they were working on the railroad all the live long day, you know what they
that's
were
That's not a woman
drove.
Doing that. Uh-uh.
Dock that fella a day's pay for napping on the job.
But the Civil War thing, yeah, they were traveling prostitutes. Absolutely they were.
I'm saying like you might have those here or there, but like...
They those women deserve some kind of pin or something. They were risking getting shot at to get our men laid while they were out there defending our freedoms.
I think more Civil War dudes were hooking up. It had to have been.
It'd You're be so probably onto something, because if you get men together, they usually
That's why they
gay.
Shot Lincoln.
Why did she say they turned gay?
They do.
You're just thinking about prison only.
No, they all. I think if
How
you,
long does it take?
If you two were on an island together, if
Bull stud. You
would. We would at least sleep 69. We'd have
no,
to.
No, we wouldn't either. You would rip them in my face?
You would.
I've never seen
you'd
you wink
up,
so fast.
He'd end up hooking up.
No, it wouldn't be like because Family Guy where we're laying on top of each other.
You're like, hey, don't tell anybody. We're just going to
no,
do it.
No,
people would assume we did anyway. We might as well.
Only Dude. If I like lost my hands in a booby trap.
No,
or something.
You would.
What was the thing where the plane crashed, and then they had to eat each other, and they found survivors, but there were like 15 less survivors. It was in the 70s somewhere. Do you remember that?
I don't.
They crashed in some country, and they had to eat each other.
Ugh.
I was wondering how long
like
it would take.
Like not sexually?
No, like you know, like gnawing off arms.
Oh or, no.
So I don't know how long it takes
like
for
the
you.
The Dahmer party, but
yes,
like a plane crash type thing.
Like, how long would it... I don't know how long it takes for you to
man,
get to
I'm
that
tell
point.
Man, I'm going to tell you, I would starve to death. There ain't no way.
Well,
especially
you,
if I couldn't cookie.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You couldn't prepare.
No, I wouldn't eat nothing raw. No.
Would you
oysters. I like a raw oyster.
What if it looks like one?
Hey, Paige.
Yeah.
The master of the pearl tongue. What are you working
well,
on?
You know, we're going to see some of the first flying cars produced. Next year.
No.
Isn't that exciting?
No.
Do you have $800,000?
Yeah, but it's still not exciting.
Okay.
You seen the Waymos that go in circles now? They couldn't stop it. And that's supposed to be coming to Atlanta this summer.
Man, they're so far. You know why that's not? Because the people that, which is essentially Google and also, which is also Waymo, which I was an early investor in, and I didn't hold around long enough.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah, dude, remember I told you about that. Like, there was a... I found an old notebook where I'd written that down. It was like 2011. But anyway, long story short, the people, they need the GPS to be interplayed into that. And they're not... They're like, so you've based this technology off something we put together? No. We're not playing together with you. So you got to bring us in on it or... No.
It's messed
up. Or make your own GPS.
I don't like it.
There I go rocking back and forth. That's another sign.
Another sign.
It's another sign. Everyone at Cracker Barrel has autism.
This is the Rise Guys. Madman, Paige, and Fat Boy.
Every morning it makes you laugh.
I would hate to start my day without them.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.